Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Let's shift gears, Baldy, talk about Eagles 49ers. Nick Kostos is going to join us, guys, to talk about the betting aspect of this weekend's championship games on In the Huddle here in just a little bit. Again, subscribe. Tuesdays, Thursdays, we put new episodes out. We'd love for you to tell your friends, like us. We talk all things football, through the season and all offseason, guys. And we got a lot of offseason stuff that's already brewing. Baldy, if there's any team that's built to slow down the Eagles, it's the 49ers. Now, all year, my friend, you've been talking about Fred Warner. You've been talking about Dre Greenlaw. You've been talking about Al Sharper. All these guys that this linebacking core for the 49ers, which, by the way, I think might be the best linebacking core in the league. You agree?
Yes, I do agree.
Okay. They're built, and then you add Bosa, right, up front. All these, they're built to maybe slow down this Eagles offense and give Jalen problems. Baldy, can they? How do they do it?
Well, it goes two ways. Like they play Justin Fields week one, and Chicago won that game. It was in a monsoon, Carl. I mean, it's 5 months ago, but you know they haven't seen a guy like Jalen. They didn't see Kyler Murray this year. You know, they didn't see Lamar. Like they haven't seen that guy this year. And it's a confident Jalen Hurts, a guy that you have to respect. Whether it's a design run, it's a scramble to throw. The options that he has, like he's going to test their defense. But the one thing I see from the 49ers is that linebacking core, and you got to add Talanoa Fanga in the middle there too, because he walks up. Like these guys, first of all, they're super fast side to side, but they're not skaters. They're attackers, Carl. Mm-hmm. They attack the line of scrimmage. And so we're like the Giants were just, they were tired. They were sluggish. They don't have linebackers, and the Eagles chewed them up for 268. That's not going to happen. So backside block, I always say this in a run game, Carl. Backside blocks are as important as front side blocks. You know, if let's just say, can Isaac Seumalo or Lane Johnson, can they get to those linebackers flowing? Well, good luck, because nobody has been able to. Like, they're the number one defense for a reason. Like, they flow, attack, they scheme. The one thing I see, though, Carl, is if you extend plays for a long time or if you block the front up, you get the ball over their heads. Like, we have just seen it. We've seen it week one, Justin Fields, you know, like making a throw on Dante Pettis on the other side of the field, touchdown. Like, if you can block them up, you could get the ball over their heads. Big plays have hurt this defense, like it does all defenses. The big plays down the field, you got to execute it, but Jalen Hurts is an awesome deep thrower. And A.J. Brown and – you know, Devontae Smith, like those guys can get over the top and down the field. We've seen it against almost every team in the league this year.
So on the other side of the ball, when you talk about the Eagles defense, I think this is the first time that I think we're going to see Purdy struggle. And I want to see him play well because it's a great story. But I don't know if he's seen a defense like what he's about to face with the Eagles. And so, you know, when you're racking up sacks like they have, Baldy, right? They led the league in sacks. They had
five last week. So yeah, they had 75 in 18 games, Carl.
It's nuts. And yeah, five against Daniel Jones. Who can move, right? Who can maneuver? I don't know if Purdy is going to be able to do some of the things he's been able to do. So I'm looking at this from the Eagles standpoint. I feel like they're going to get pressure. How do you account for that if you're Kyle Shanahan? Because you know they're coming. You know they're going to make him feel uncomfortable.
Well, so, I mean, Kyle's up. around the clock right now trying to figure this conundrum. It's a conundrum.
It is.
They got three of their defensive linemen have 10-plus sacks. Four of their defensive linemen have 10-plus sacks. Brandon Graham, Javon Hargrave, Josh Sweat, Hassan Reddick, is one of the best in the league. And those four have 10-plus. Not to mention Fletcher Cox. And on the biggest play of the game last week, they blitzed Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Free hitter to Daniel Jones, gets the ball out. There's James Bradbury with the interception. So they can beat you with their front four. They're the only really true five-man defensive line in the NFL. They line up in, not just to stop the run. They line up five, so they get five one-on-one rushers getting at the quarterback. If somebody breaks down, whether it's McGlinchey, Aaron Banks, Burford, whoever it is, if they break down, you're going to get quick pressure. Now, what we saw last week, Carl, was pretty interesting. The Cowboys' defense is lightning fast. I mean, it starts with Micah, but, Leighton Vander Esch, Donovan Wilson, they got guys that can fly. And it really bothered the 49ers offense for most of the game. They started running it a little bit better in the second half. But, they scored one touchdown against the Cowboys. And the Eagles, to your point, I think are better. I don't know if they're as fast, Carl, but they're built to crush the pocket way better than the Cowboys. So what we saw from Brock Purdy last week with a lot of throwaways, a lot of scrambles to buy time. He couldn't set his feet against Micah when he was chasing him. He just threw the ball away. And he's been good at that. Just throw the ball away. Get to the next down. Well, okay. You can do that once in a series. I don't know if you can do that twice. So they better be able to run it. And that's the challenge right now is can the 49ers run the ball in a variety of ways? I mean, whether it's Debo on fly sweeps, or it's McCaffrey, just sort of some swing routes. Like they got to be able to be able to pierce the Eagles in the run game. And what happens, Carl, is if you play a five-man defensive front, they play T.J. Edwards and a safety behind it. They're a little bit light behind it.
Yeah.
If you can get some creases, you got to be patient. But if you get some creases, you can get to the deep safeties. And so that's one of the things the 49ers have got to concentrate on this week.
I got to tell you guys, the star power in this Eagles 49er game is unbelievable. Like when you start looking at the all pros, the pro bowlers, the name brands on both sides, it's like this is a who's who in football right now. These teams are stacked. I'm looking forward to a great game. Baldy, I got to ask you, though, this is an interesting question, and we're going to bring Nick in here in just a little bit. Looking at the ages of these quarterbacks that are in the championship games, Patrick Mahomes is 27. He's already won a Super Bowl. Burrow's been to a Super Bowl. He's 26. Jalen Hurts is 24. Brock Purdy's 23. It's the first time, check that, second time since 1996 that all four quarterbacks are under the age of 28. Back in 96, Baldy, it was Favre. He was 27. Bledsoe was 24. Mark Brunell was 26. And Kerry Collins was 24. And the point I'm bringing up is we're seeing the torch being passed, aren't we? I mean, listen, Brady made the playoffs. Aaron was out. You look at these guys, and yes, they've all been great. I don't know if Brady ends up somewhere else. We got plenty of time to talk about that, or if Aaron stays in Green Bay. But all of these guys, especially the top three, I'm not sure about Purdy and the long-term plans with 49ers. I have to believe he's going to be their guy. But Mahomes and Burrow and Hurts aren't going anywhere, and they're not 27, 26, and 24.
Yeah, it's a good point, Carl. I mean, I go all the way back, and I know you do too, Carl, but 1984 was Joe Montana against Dan Marino. I mean, Marino was in his second year, and Joe was in his, fifth year.
Yeah.
They were that group. Now, they're all in the Hall of Fame. But you're right. Look, no disrespect to Aaron Rodgers, of course, or Tom Brady, but this is a young man's game. And it's young in a lot of different ways. It's young because it's good to be youthful. It's good to bounce back. Just the vibrancy and the, but it's also about team building and chemistry. Like I'm in Philly, Carl, I'm around Jalen. I know how that team has molded and how Jalen is the undisputed leader. You just have to watch Joe Burrow walk into a locker room, walk onto the field. You know who the leader of the team is, and you know how everybody on the entire organization looks up to him. And it's the same thing with Patrick. They run the organization, Carl. When you say the face of it, they run it. It's all them. They have all of the skills necessary to convert third down, score touchdowns, win big games, go on the road, win playoff games. They all can do that. We'll find out about Brock. But this is important. You know, if you're looking for a quarterback, right, and if you're the Jets,
okay,
and you've got Breece Hall and you've got Sauce and you've got, you know, Wilson, Garrett Wilson, you've got these young players. Do you want a 40-year-old quarterback walking into your locker room saying, come on, guys, follow me? To me, you got to build this thing the right way. Build it for the long haul, and the way Mahomes is building this thing. We were watching Joe Burrow build it with Jamar and T, you know, in this group. Like, grow together. Like, growth is important. Grow it together. Whether it's Zach Wilson, you know, I don't know. But, like, find your young guy the way – because that's the formula. Jalen Hurts, like, everything he does is about the team. But he's 25 years old, 24 years old. He's one of the guys. Like, they're all – you know, they all can relate to each other. I think it's important.
I do, too. And you know, the Jet situation is interesting. I keep hearing that same thing you are with whether Aaron would go there or not. I don't know. I mean, we'll talk about it as we get to the offseason. As we said, we got a lot of offseason decisions to be made. But I'm just looking at this and I'm going, the torch is officially being passed. And you're right. Look, Mahomes, he lost the cheetah. He's about to win the MVP. There's been fall off.
I mean, five straight AFC championship games at home, Carl. Five number one seeds with this guy.
It's crazy.
Like, he's the best player in the league. Now, he's hampered this week. We'll find out what he can do. But he gives you not just a chance, like the expectations.
Right.
Every single year. Now, once you get that guy, you just keep building. You know, you just keep adding pieces. You know, that's what Cincinnati is doing. You know, that's what San Francisco has been doing. If they can, whether it's Brock Purdy or Trey, they're still on rookie contracts. You're going to pay Nick Bosa this offseason. They're going to pay, you know, if you just look at the 49ers, and you mentioned the star power. Like, if you just go Debo, I don't know if he's the highest paid receiver, but he's up there. You look at Christian McCaffrey, okay, Trent Williams, Fred Warner, Nick Bosa. I mean, you're talking about five or six of the very best people at their positions in the league on their team. Like, not many teams can afford that, but you can on a rookie contract.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy, Baldy? I mean, we'll talk about this. We're going to get Nick Costos on here in just a sec, guys. Talk about the betting aspect of this weekend's championship games. But, you know, there are certain positions, and we'll get into this conversation and we get past the Super Bowl, because I want to pick your brain on this. There are certain positions you absolutely have to get right.
Yep.
Beyond quarterback, that's a given, right? Yeah. But you're talking about, like, Trent Williams. If you don't get left tackle right, your team's going to suffer.
Yep.
I mean, I'm watching Lane Johnson last week with the Eagles, right? He's a right tackle. Thibodeau doesn't do anything against this guy.
Invisible.
It was unreal how dominant Lane was.
Well, not just the left tackle. You've got to get the offensive line right. You know, the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl against Tampa 3 years ago, Carl, and Patrick Mahomes running for his life. Okay, we all watched it. It was kind of hard to watch. You know, they go out, draft Creed Humphrey in the second round, go out and draft Trey Smith in the sixth round, go and sign Joe Tooney, okay, in free agency, and trade for Orlando Brown. They rebuilt their offense line in 1 year. They added resources to it. They hit gold at the center right guard position. And those four guys line up every single Sunday, Carl. Every Sunday. You could debate whether Zeus is, you know, is he a really, you know, lockdown left tackle. Well, you want Zeus on your team, you know, whether he's left tackle or not. You want him on your team. He starts the fight. He finishes the fight. He brings it every day. He never misses a play. They rebuilt it in 1 year, Carl. You know, now, you know, Mahomes was on his rookie contract. That helps, all that stuff. But you got to get that group right, period.
You would know. And by the way, if you've not checked out Baldy's breakdowns, make sure you check those out. They're a lot of fun. I love the fact you always add little tidbits in there, like Andrew Thomas, you know, a couple of weeks ago, where he's in the background and he's like, yeah, when Saquon broke the run, you know. It's those little things that you don't pick up during the game that you watch that you see how important these little pieces are, man. Yeah. I mean, and Saquon, that particular run, you know, he had one little alley right there. He had to break through, and I love the way that you broke that down. But you do a great job of that. Check out Baldy's breakdowns. All right, guys, Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, it's In the Huddle. Jason Lock on 4 as well, a part of this podcast. We do it Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're getting ready for the championship games. We're about to bring on Nick Costos here to talk about the betting angle. Now, if you're curious, And I'll tell Nick this. I like the Bengals. I like the Eagles. All right. That's where I'm at. I just think the 49ers are going to have a tough time going in there and winning. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.